Pain at the pump. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Inflation in the U.S. reaching its highest level since 1981. The national average price of gas soared to a record-breaking $5 a gallon last week. Both oil companies and environmental groups are criticizing the Biden administration's handling of the crisis.
Environmental groups who want less drilling and oil companies who want more. The White House is also sending mixed messages on oil and gas production. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm visited Texas yesterday, pushing the administration's green agenda. The administration is asking oil companies for help, calling for them to refine more oil.
Fox's Grady Trimble. With the airlines canceling a significant number of flights over Memorial Day weekend, the Biden administration's transportation secretary discussed his concerns with leaders from major airlines Thursday.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pushing airlines to hire more customer service agents to better assist vacationers. He also wants to take action enforcement against any airline that fails to meet efficiency standards.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Summer air travel is expected to hit pre-pandemic levels. A report is set to be released in a few weeks, detailing the conduct of Border Patrol agents who were falsely accused of whipping Haitian migrants last year. Fox's Bill Malugin has more.
Multiple Border Patrol sources tell me they are irate about this. They feel that the president and other politicians essentially convicted these horseback agents before they ever had a chance at an investigation. And now we're hearing they are going to be disciplined. Last September, horseback agents were responding to thousands upon thousands of Haitians crossing illegally into Texas. They do not have whips. They have split reins, which are used to control the horses, but the narrative was often running, prominent Democrats pushing it.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More fallout for Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon's crime policies after two El Monte police officers were killed on Tuesday.
Joseph Santana's mother says if not for the DA's soft on crime policies, her son would still be here.
Gascon's just letting all these criminals out, and they just keep doing one crime after the other. That guy should have been in jail. If he wouldn't have been out, my son and the other officer would still be here.
Gascon responding to criticism with condolences for the families in a tweet. Quote, our hearts break for them as they face this Father's Day weekend without their loved ones. Our office has and will continue to hold people who commit violence accountable for their actions. But the El Monte Police Officers Association lashing out at Gascon, saying the prosecutorial changes he's made is what led to the two officers' death at the hand of a convicted felon who would have been in jail under California's three strikes policy.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The county will hold a town hall on Wednesday to discuss Gascon's crime policies. Employees at an Apple store in Maryland vote to unionize.
Collective bargaining takes a bite out of technology company Apple. On Saturday, more than 100 employees of an Apple store in a Baltimore suburb voted overwhelmingly to join the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The group says they put Apple CEO Tim Cook on notice last month ahead of the vote. No comment yet from Apple itself. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Yellowstone National Park undergoing massive flooding earlier this week. Fox Weather's Max Gordon has more.
This was a historic event that'll be felt for a long time to come. The water just wouldn't stop rising. Heavy rain melted the late spring snowpack, and by Monday, many rivers and streams had turned to torrent. The Montana Army National Guard had to rescue dozens of people from the floodwaters, but miraculously, no serious injuries or deaths. Around 10,000 visitors to Yellowstone National Park had to be evacuated.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.